tea.
Is it an ant? It looks like an ant. Ugh. Hello and welcome to another episode of Intimate Catch-Ups with Sierra Marie. I'm Sierra Marie, your pleasure coach and host, and today it's all about stress and what to do when you want to live a life of pleasure, you want to feel good every single day and do the things that you love, but you're feeling super stressed, maybe you're a little bit sick, maybe you have like a screaming toddler or a sick toddler on a daily basis, and well, you just don't feel good generally. Now, you'll know I speak a lot about pleasure, finding pleasure in the everyday, slowing down, doing lovely little rituals, but here's the thing. The kind of pleasure I speak about is for those of you who have a pretty good life, you're pretty healthy, there aren't too many stresses around, that's who I'm speaking with. But if you're in a place where you're like I said, you're stressed and you're tired and you're sick or whatever, you know, if you're in that place, here's what you need to do. You've got a whole different game, a whole set of different rules. So, tip number one, if you find that that's where you're at, what you need to do is stop taking on responsibilities and start to minimize your schedule. I want you to fully slow down, and in order to slow down, you need to do less. That may mean outsourcing some dinners so that you don't cook. It may mean getting somebody else to pick up your children from school for you and drop them at the house, hiring a babysitter or a cleaner or whatever. I don't know your circumstance, but you decide. So slowing down and delegating or deleting some of the tasks on your schedule. We want to clear things up in your life so that we can eventually make way for pleasure on a daily basis. But it's going to be really hard to do. I'm going to have to put my tea down. It's going to be really hard to do if you've got a really full life. And if you keep adding more things to your life, it's going to keep being stressful. You're not going to get better. Things are going to get really worse. Tip number two is to focus on the little things. You'll notice online when people talk about self-love and self-care that they always talk about have a bath, go get a massage, do all these wonderful things. Oh, I love all those things. But here's the gist. The fact of the matter is, if you're tired and you're stressed and you're grumpy and you're worn out and you're sick, you ain't gonna wanna go get a massage. You ain't gonna wanna leave the house. So you need to do the small things that make the biggest difference. The small things like eating healthy, getting 8 hours sleep, like doing a little bit of exercise, just some light exercise, not much. Practicing a little bit of meditation. Again, I'm saying a little bit because you don't need to go all in. Just one thing and focus on that one thing, like that's going to help you, whether that be eating three meals a day or getting 8 hours sleep each night. Choose one thing and focus on that. Now, tip number three is don't set goals. When you're really stressed or you're really sick and you're not achieving something, it can be a total like annoyance and it can cause more tension in the body. So instead of setting goals, I just want you to follow your passion. Find the things that excite you, whether that be drawing, dancing, singing, moving your body. Find the things that excite you and do those without any intention of outcome. Because when we are in that state of excitement, that's when things shift in our body, that's when things shift in our mind and our emotions. So that's number three. That's it for today. Thank you so much for joining me for Intimate Catch-Ups. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please like it and share it with your friends. And if you want more great episodes, please subscribe and join me on Insta at Sierra Marie Little. And yeah, that's about it. Not much new from me here. Just doing my thing. Have a good one.